This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted a three-member committee to probe the allegations leveled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma after a sum of burnt cash was found at his residence in New Delhi in March this year. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the speaker announced the formation of the committee and said the committee will submit its report as early as possible. The center has allocated 4.12 crore houses to states and union territories under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin so far. Replying to a supplementary during question hour, Minister of State for Rural Development Chandrasekhar Pamasani said 2 crore 90 lakh houses have already been constructed. Amid a row over special intensive revision, the Election Commission of India said that after 12 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise in Bihar so far. However, the Commission has said that 13970 claims and objections have been received directly from electors with regard to draft roll. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that India's fight against sickle cell anemia is not just about addressing a genetic disorder. It is a commitment to equity, dignity and the health of the nation's most marginalized communities. Sharing his article in social media, Mr. Nadda said that the National Sickle Cell Anemia Elimination Mission, NSCAEM, launched in July 2023, aims not only to stop the transmission of sickle cell disease, but also restore dignity and health to millions living with this condition. The Lok Sabha has extended the deadline for the presentation of the Joint Parliamentary Committee's report on the One Nation, One Election Bill. The committee will now submit its report by the first day of the last week of the winter session in 2025. NITI Aayog today hosted Mega Tinkering Day, bringing all together students from over 10,000 Atal Tinkering Labs, ATLS, across all the 35 states and union territories. Held virtually and simultaneously in schools nationwide, the event saw participation of 4.5 lakh students from more than 9,000 Atal Tinkering Labs equipped schools. The Ministry of Culture today organized a Tiranga bike rally under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in New Delhi. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat led the rally along with Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sanjay Seth and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, and Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the Tiranga Mahatsav at a function held at the State Banquet Hall in Itanagar. As a part of the nationwide Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, the dignitaries also opened a Tiranga Mela and attended a Tiranga concert. National flags were distributed to representatives from different districts participating in the event. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on the occasion said that India is a diverse nation. Unity binds all the citizens together through the national flag, which fosters a sense of belonging. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has charted a path to make India a developed nation by 2047, and achieving this goal will require every citizen to move forward with unity. He urged individuals to take ownership of their state, district, village and community to achieve the developed nation status. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, said that India's strength lies in its unity in diversity, which the national flag beautifully symbolizes. He said, just as it is one flag with different colors, India is one nation with many cultures. He said, Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan offers an opportunity to spread the message of unity to every household across the country. In its drive to bring far and remote areas of the nation to the national mainstream, the Indian Army Spare Corps organized Simon Rakshak Gao Ke Saath at Tuting in Upper Siang District. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.